Well, but you see impermanence everywhere, right? Everything is changing, even in an accelerated way now. Things that you took for granted one day are gone the next. And so we are living in a time of heightened impermanence, far more than before. Life used to be far more permanent because there weren't as many people. There weren't the kinds of technologies. People stayed put, you know, in the same farm for their whole lives. Many people wouldn't even go from one village to the next, so they would be with the same people their whole lives. Life was very simple and seemingly permanent. Now people travel around the world, and from one minute to the next, they're in another country and, you know, in another situation. And in every social organization, there are all kinds of conflicts and splits and wars and sudden divorces between people and sudden shocking changes of every kind. So I would think impermanence is right there in everyone's face these days. In an ashram, we try to minimize those kinds of shocking impermanences. But they happen, and that's the nature of the world. It's becoming a kind of whirlwind, and all of those impermanent changes are all converging and culminating on the impermanence of the world itself that is now reaching its end point. But the good news is when you go through that wormhole or that vortex, on the other side is a new world. And so even though there is impermanence, there is also the eternal presence of the permanence of the self that never changes, even as it witnesses all of the changes happening all around it. And it's by connecting to that which never changes that we can tolerate and endure the impermanence around us and be able to navigate it without a sense of loss and without a sense of things going wrong and catastrophic things that shouldn't be happening. Because death is part of life. And as we approach the death of a world, we are also approaching its rebirth and a new life being given. So if you can't yet keep in mind the impermanence of it, I think that you'll find that soon events will clear away that obstacle. And you'll recognize that the impermanence indeed is all around you. And it may be that right now some part of the ego mind it wants to stay in denial of that impermanence because it can create great anxiety if you're in a state of impermanence that is out of your control. And it is out of the control of any individual. So I think that it is, it's not something to worry about, and you will come to recognize that the impermanence is manifest in ever more shocking ways. And I think you will begin to experience it in the microcosm of changes that will be happening in your own consciousness and in the situations that you face and in the world situation as a whole. If you just, read the news, you will see how impermanent things are very quickly. So I don't think that's a problem. The real essential point to grasp is the underlying permanence of the absolute self that you are and that can accept the change the growth, the aging of the body. Not that there will be much of that in this final period, because it will be accelerating so fast. But you will discover, if you haven't yet already, that all of the karma that has not yet been settled, not only from this life, but from all the other lives, has to be settled in the time that remains. And so it gets settled one way or another. And the best way to settle it is through yoga, through surrender of the karmic intentions to God, and then that all gets turned into wisdom and into spiritual power. But if it has to act out as karma and create suffering, then again, it is a blessing if you learn from that and then take the path of surrender to the changeless presence of pure consciousness. So I'm not sure that I helped answer your question, but I think you won't soon have any trouble recognizing the impermanence. And look, if you you work in the greenhouse, you see plants growing, and then suddenly there are bugs, or there is something else, and some of them are dying, right? And then new ones are growing. So life's impermanence is everywhere. And it's something that is usually not wanted to be focused on by the ego, because it can create nervousness about one's lack of control of all of this. But I think if there is sufficient recognition and faith in the goodness of the changes that are bringing that impermanence to be, that one will enjoy the intelligence of God that is making all of it happen. Okay, I hope that's useful to you.